I was going to ask you what actually, if you were to draw a curve of the white count, what happened when you started? Did it go up first and did it come down, and when you saw that? And then also what you see comparably in terms of white count when you give people venetoclax and inotuzumab.
Yeah, so this white count development or lymphocytosis development is obviously the striking differentiating feature between ibrutinib treatment and with venetoclax treatment. So with ibrutinib, due to the redistribution of the CLL cells from the marrow and in particular from the lymph nodes, we have this lymphocytosis, this initial lymphocytosis that can sometimes be prolonged not only over weeks, but sometimes over months of initial treatment. And in particular, in patients who begin with a high white count already, can become kind of scary. You know, you have patients who have a white count of 200 or 300,000 when you start them on ibrutinib, and then that goes up to 400, 500, 600,000, and you appear to worry. However, I personally haven't seen any case of hyperleukocytosis related symptoms, leukostasis, rheological problems, anything of that kind. I've never used, you know, leukapheresis or adding chemotherapy to get rid of that high white count. To me, it's really a lab phenomenon. The patient, you should reassure the patient that this is nothing bad. It is certainly nothing to do with disease progression. And you just have to, in my opinion, have to monitor it and maintain your faith. Now, with venetoclax, things are very different. Here, we have a brisk reduction of white count. Sometimes patients, even on that 20 milligram dose, go down from 200, 300 white cells to almost zero or to the normal range within days. And here, obviously, we have to take care of that problem of getting rid of these waste products. I always tell the patient, well, these cells are destroyed and the rubbish, the waste needs to be taken care of, and that is done by your urine, and that's why you need to drink a lot and you have to go to the bathroom a lot, and this is really needed. It's bothersome, but you really need to do that to make the treatment successful for you. And many patients, actually all patients, understand why this is important then.